When Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger succeeded the popular John Paul II as Pope Benedict XVI, people wondered what the hallmark of his papacy would be. A little more than 2 years after Benedict's election, there seems to be a pattern emerging. Under Pope Benedict, the Catholic Church has become somewhat edgy. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Sunday, May 13th, 2007, and I'm Paul Kiefer. When I say edgy, I don't mean nervous. I mean the word, the way it is used sometimes in German, where it means having a clear position on a particular issue being discussed. Germans like their leaders to be edgy in that sense, and that's the approach the German Pope seems to be taking in his papacy. As an example of the Vatican's new approach, I cite yesterday's demonstration in Rome called Family Day. The demonstration was organized by the Italian Catholic Bishops Conference and the Vatican, and members of Catholic organizations from all over Italy traveled to Rome on buses and special trains to take part. A crowd estimated at 500,000 people protested against a proposal for legislation that would give same-sex couples and unmarried heterosexual couples rights similar to those that are provided for traditional married couples. The purpose of the demonstration was to put pressure on the centrist, left-leaning government of Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi. It's no surprise that former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was one of the protesters. Italian Christian Democratic politician Rocco Buttiglione was also among those who participated in the demonstration. Buttiglione is a spokesman for those who oppose what he calls the anti-Christian religion, which is gaining ground in Italy. Here's how he describes this new religion, and I quote, "There is, of course, a new religion, an anti-Christian religion, an atheistic and agnostic religion, which claims that there is only one truth, and that truth is that there isn't any truth." A few of Prodi's ministers participated in the demonstration and were criticized beforehand by Italian media for doing so only to please the Pope, who had called for widespread support of the demonstration. Italian Vatican observer Sandro Magister commented, "The Pope's call for support was the impetus for putting on a big show. This demonstration fits the new image that the Church now has under Pope Benedict. It is the image of a Church that decisively sticks to its position on a select number of key issues. The Italian Constitution provides for the neutrality of the state in religious matters, and vice versa, and smaller Christian churches in Italy are concerned about the direction the Vatican is headed." According to Paolo Ricca, who's a professor at the Waldensian University in Rome, and I quote, "The differences of opinion among Christian churches in Italy concerning social issues are becoming more pronounced," end of quote. Ricca's evangelical church supports giving non-married couples certain rights, as is done in other European countries. He continued on to say, "As Christians, we cannot ignore certain questions in our society, but that is what the Catholic Church is doing, even though we should be trying to find solutions. And that's why the gap between Catholics and Protestants has been growing recently." The new edge of the Catholic Church isn't evident only in Italy. One of the potential hot topics on Pope Benedict's trip to Brazil this weekend was a threat made by church leaders in Mexico to excommunicate local politicians in Mexico City who had voted in favor of liberalizing abortion. In a talk with journalists on his plane to Brazil, Benedict said that, quote, "killing innocent children is inconsistent with communion." The official purpose for the Pope's visit is the Latin American Catholic Bishops Conference, which started this weekend. One of the main topics on the agenda is the growth of Protestant groups in Latin America, which is the unstated reason why Benedict called on Latin American Catholics to renew their drive and missionary zeal. Brazil has the most Catholics of any country on earth. However, when surveyed in opinion polls, less than two-thirds of Brazil's 190 million people call themselves Catholic. Benedict apparently believes that liberalizing Catholic viewpoints is not the solution for the drain on church membership. As long as Benedict is Pope, you can expect the Catholic Church to remain edgy in an attempt to provide a clear distinction between itself and non-Catholic Christian groups. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.